Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Becca. I am going to talk today about productivity and a specific type of productivity, about making sure that you get the most important stuff done each day. As entrepreneurs and business owners, we are never going to have nothing to do, right? There's always going to be a list of stuff that needs done, whether it's related to the business, but also stuff that's important to us in our life outside business, right? Like family, friends, self-care. So this isn't just meant to focus on the business activities, but rather all of the things that are important to us to get done each day. And again, the best way to prioritize these things is to take a look at what your values are and what is most important, and then which activities are in line with those values. Of course, other things come into account too, right? Like how urgent is something? And a lot of times that sense of urgency comes from our values. So that can be another way to get more clear. If you've read any of the books by Dr. Stephen Covey about the 7 habits of highly effective teens or moms, or there might even be one for business owners, he talks about an analogy or a metaphor of a bucket of rocks. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And if you've not heard of it before, then a little background is, if you take a bucket and you have that bucket represent your time, right? It's finite. There's only so much in a day. And then you take a bunch of big rocks and you put them in the bucket, fill it to the top. It's full, right? But then let's say you take some medium-sized rocks and you can kind of fit them in. Despite thinking the bucket was full, you can still get some more in because there's cracks and spaces between those big rocks. And then you take some small rocks and you put them in, and it actually gets even more full. And then maybe we put some sand and some gravel in there, and that fills in all the little cracks and crevices that are left. And then you look at that bucket and you say, okay, now it's full. But maybe we pull out some water and we dump the water in the bucket, and that further fills the bucket so that there is a type of rock or sand or gravel or water in every crevice and crack and space in that bucket. And that bucket is now full. But if we tried to do it the other way and put the water in first and then sand and then gravel, then maybe we put the big rocks in and then the small rocks, it's not a very efficient way to fill the bucket, right? We aren't getting as much stuff in that bucket. And so there's a lot of stuff left over then that doesn't fit, or there's stuff that spills out the top, right? If we put the water in first and we put a bunch of other stuff in, then the water might spill out the top. And maybe we don't want the water to spill out the top because it's going to create a mess that we have to clean up. So then that's even more energy spent. But water is important too in its own way. Just because a water isn't a big rock doesn't mean it's not important. It means it's a different kind of important. It has a different value or level of importance on it for that day, right? And so when you think about planning, because planning is really a necessity as a business owner, and probably as a person, right? But it becomes more apparent when we own our business that we have to plan to get everything done, because there are people that are depending on us. And if we aren't planning, what is the saying? Failing to plan is planning to fail. I think I saw that on a Jimmy John's somewhere. But the idea is you have to have a plan going into it, from your business plan to your schedule for the day. I mean, that's essentially a plan. And so the way to get started is to really think, what are your big rocks for the day? And maybe what are your big rocks for the week, right? So I kind of have an ongoing, like a weekly schedule and then a daily schedule. But each day there are a couple big rocks that have to get done. And sometimes those big rocks are actually not related to the business, which feels weird because the business is so important and does take up a lot of my time. But my husband is also super important. And on his birthday, he is the big rock, right? Like he is the biggest of the big rocks. Or maybe a friend is having a really hard time. And so in addition to the big rocks for business, there is also a big rock of checking in with her that day, because she is important. And I want to be sure to get that done. I don't want that to be something that doesn't fit in the bucket, or something that doesn't, or something that spills out the top. So the big rocks can be things that have to be done, right? That are like payroll is a big rock on the day that it's due, right? It's got to be done. It's super important. That rock doesn't have to fit in the bucket on the other days, but on payroll day, it absolutely must fit in that bucket, and I need to do it first. Big rocks can also be things that aren't just important, but are going to take me the most time. There are some things that are in my growth edge, like we've hired an administrative assistant and helping her understand some of the notes and task analyses that I've made has shown me that some of the task analyses are not exactly where they need to be for a novel learner, right? There's still too much assumed in them. And so I need to break those down a little bit further. So while it's not that it's a difficult task, it's something that's taking me a longer time. I'm also teaching a statistics class this semester, and I don't typically teach stats. My coursework is much more clinically focused or research focused, but not really stats, more like a research methods. And so it's been kind of tough for me to figure out how to do this best. And so that has been a big rock on certain days, trying to get everything together. So there are different reasons that something might be a big rock, right? It could be work-related, could be that it's important, could be that it's urgent, it could be that it's new and difficult. I get those big rocks done first because the day has a way of getting away from me, right? If I wait till the end of the day to do something that's important, it potentially may not get done or may not get done well. And those big rocks have to be done well. And then I look at sort of my medium-sized rocks. There are things that are important, but they're also maybe something today is a medium-sized rock, but if I don't get it done today, it'll turn into a big rock tomorrow, right? So things can change. The only thing constant is change. But looking at getting those medium-sized rocks next and get those big rocks done, move to those medium-sized rock list, and then look at, for me, I do a list of sand. Those are things that would be nice to get done, but they're also things that can wait. Sometimes there are things that I can keep putting off until eventually they turn into big rocks, right? But or maybe they take very little time, and so they are something that I can put off till the end of the day, like putting something in the mail, you know, popping a card in the mail. Maybe that's some sand or even water, right? Because the mailbox is in front of my house. So I can wait till the end of the day and do that. It doesn't need a ton of my time and energy to get done. So looking at our day, week, month, quarter, whatever it is, in the same way that we look to fill a bucket efficiently, can help us get the most out of each day. And it feels really good to get the most out of each day because, again, time is a finite resource. And so we want to be using it, as with our other resources, but particularly with time, we want to be using it as efficiently as possible. And that means getting everything done that day that must be done that day that's most important. And then the extra time or extra energy that we have can be spent on other smaller rock tasks. Again, time is a finite resource. And so I appreciate you taking the last 10 minutes to tune in and listen. And I hope that it got some wheels turning in your head about maybe some things that haven't been identified as big rocks, or sort of visualizing your daily schedule in a different way. It's also important to be thoughtful that sometimes there's things that we think are big rocks and aren't. And so again, we want to focus on accurately classifying those tasks. So again, thanks for taking the time to tune in and listen. I hope it was helpful. And I look forward to seeing you guys online in the ABA Business Builders Facebook group or via email or our Facebook page. I encourage you to reach out if you have any thoughts, feelings, reactions, and I will talk with everyone soon. Thanks again. Bye.